Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and good morning. Welcome to the Stokers and Beer Radio Show. I am your host, Romero Frant, a.k.a. the Late Night Dog, kicking with you live in the early morning on the Stokers and Beer Radio Show. Stokers and Beer can be heard most Fridays, 6 a.m. Pacific time to 7 a.m. Pacific time. That is 6 a.m. Pacific, which will be 9 a.m. Eastern to 10 a.m. Eastern. Again, 6 a.m. to 7 a.m. Pacific and 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. Eastern time. That's going to be our time slot till our anniversary day. Then we're going to be going to Monday mornings. We're going to be going to Monday mornings only after my anniversary date on July the 5th for the radio show. Right now, we're trying to see what Fridays look like, so we tested our Fridays. So bear with us on the schedule changing, you know, but we will be on a one-day format moving forward. It's on Fridays right now, but it will be going to only Mondays after July the 5th. But right now, we're kicking it with you live in the early morning. On Fridays, again, 6 a.m. to 7 a.m. Pacific time and 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. Eastern time. Stokers and Beer is the official platform for the professional armchair quarterback to call in and talk about the sport that he or she loves the most. We talk about horse racing, dog racing, pie eating contests, NASCAR, mud wrestling, UFC, WWE, boxing, NFL, NBA, all that good stuff, all the major sports we talk about. If we don't know about the sport that you like, you can call in and tell us about it. If you don't know what we're talking about, you can call in and we can teach you about our sports. But with that being said, our topic for today is going to be NBA regular season wrap-up. The hosts will debate professional armchair quarterbacks regarding the sport they love the most in front of a global listening audience. Topics covered will be, but not limited to, NBA Suns versus Nuggets, MLB San Diego Padres, NHL playoff seeding, and breaking news from the NFL regarding Lamar Jackson and Aaron Rodgers. All right. We are broadcasting live from Chula Vista, California, WBES. See, that's WBES, Chula Vista, California. And the time on deck is 6.06 a.m., 46 degrees Fahrenheit, mostly clear here in San Diego, California. We're definitely not going to complain about the weather because it's been bad weather back east. Pray for those that have been in a lot of these tornadoes as the weather's starting to change, and pray for those that are snowed in if they still got snow out east. And plus, out here in California, up in the mountains, if we got snow in the mountains, pray for those people that they get dug out and thaw out soon. But down here in San Diego on the mainland, complain about no weather. With that being said, in the news, you know, like I said, the topic today is NBA regular season wrap-up. Well, we're basically just trying to see what the playoff picture is going to be looking like moving forward. I think they said the NBA play-in tournament starts on April the 11th, the NBA play-in tournament. So let's go to some quick scores here real quick. I had to get to my scores a little faster now because this is only an hour-long show. We don't want to hold people for the two-hour show like we did last time, holding people for the 2 hours. A lot of information, a lot of good information we was putting out, but the show format was, you know, sometimes too long, especially if I didn't have a lot of guests calling in. I didn't want to hold everybody up with a lot of my rhetoric on some other different things. Like I would take the time to talk a lot about spring football free agency, but that turned a lot of people off, lost a lot of people on Twitter because people didn't want to hear that I could help them, but they didn't want to pay for it. So we don't talk about that no more. So I only do an hour show and I talk about mainstream sports. Since free agents that need help getting on the bigger platform, they don't want to pay for the service. No problem. We don't talk about that on the show anymore. However, what I will do is sell out the schools for the XFL and the USFL when they start up. As a courtesy, I will still tell the scores for those leagues because those guys that did make it to that level also deserves a little bit of shine on the Stokers and Beer radio show. All right. Last night we had in NBA action, the Cavaliers 118, Magic 94. Cavaliers 118, Magic 94. Green had 21 points in three steals. Jay Suggs had 22 points. Again, Cavaliers over the Magic, 118 to 94. And in NBA action, we had the Miami Heat, 129. Philadelphia 76ers, 101. I caught a little bit of that one off and on. Had a busy day yesterday, but I did catch a little bit of that. I seen it was talking to Tyler Hero after the game. But anyway, we got the Heat, 129 over the 76ers, 101. Jimmy Butler had 24 points. Joel Embiid had 21 points. And in NBA action, we had the Portland Trail Blazers, 127. Lost to the Spurs, 129. So the San Antonio Spurs, they won that game, 129 over the Portland Trail Blazers, 127. Eubanks had 23 points. Collins had 21 points for the Spurs. Again, Eubanks had had 23 points for the Blazers, and Collins had 21 points for the Spurs. I don't think the Spurs are going anywhere. They're trying to get get a ping pong ball. They want to get in that lottery. Then we got the Oklahoma City Thunder's winners, 114-98 over the Utah Jazz. The Oklahoma City Thunder, 114, Utah Jazz 98, and Giddey had 17 points for the Thunder, and Dunn had 22 points for the Jazz. Again, Oklahoma City Thunder, 114-98 over the Utah Jazz. And also in a big game yesterday, I saw this hit one last night. We had the Phoenix Suns, 119 over the Denver Nuggets, 115. Phoenix Suns, 119, Denver Nuggets, 115. So the Phoenix Suns take that one. And we had for the Nuggets, Brown had 31 points. And for the Suns, Kevin Durant had 29 points for the Suns. So, again, Phoenix Suns, 119 over the Denver Nuggets, 115. And that was a good game. I saw that one. I was actually able to sit down and watch most of that one, or at least off and on, watch it consistently while I was multitasking. But it was a good game. I did notice that they were saying that the coach, for the Nuggets, what they were saying on the monitor, that he was kind of like questioning the effort of his team the last game, saying that the Nuggets were playing soft. He said they wasn't a soft team, but they were playing soft. So he was pleased last night that the Nuggets came out with more energy, more aggressiveness. At the same time, I did see Monty Williams. He wasn't exactly pleased with his team's performance. Because they were kind of like letting the Nuggets hang around. But my thing is, they are the Nuggets. So, aren't they supposed to hang around? If I'm correct, they're the number one seed in the West. So, they're going to hang around. And it's probably more than likely going to wind up being the Phoenix Suns and the Denver Nuggets in the NBA Western Conference Finals. Now, I want to correct myself, too, because earlier this year I made the statement. I said that I made the statement that it was going to be – I predicted that when the Dallas Mavericks picked up Kyrie Irving, I made the prediction that the Western Conference Finals was going to be the Denver Nuggets and the Dallas Mavericks. I thought it was going to be Jamal Brown and Jokic against Luka Doncic and Kyrie Irving. I just had this feeling, this premonition that it was gonna be those two. I predicted based on talent, based on shooting ability, that it would be the Nuggets and the Mavericks. But since Kyrie Irving has joined the Dallas Mavericks, defensively my understanding is they've suffered. So my prediction looks to be wrong. I think they still have an opportunity. The Dallas Mavericks still have an opportunity to make the play-in tournament. I don't know if that's going to happen. I think they need some help if they make it. But it's just crazy that team couldn't pull it together. Offensive firepower of one such Luka Doncic and one such Kyrie Irving. So I'm kind of surprised, and my apologies to everybody for making that bold prediction when the Brooklyn Nets sold Kyrie Irving down south to the Dallas Mavericks. I really thought that they were going to be a whole lot better than they are. But it looked like when they let a lot of their pieces go to the Nets, looked like those were defensive pieces, key defensive pieces for that team. And once Kyrie Irving came in, it looked like they became more of an offensive-minded team versus a defensive-minded team. So, in basketball, you got to have a balance of both. You can't just be offensive-minded in the NBA. You have to play defense. As they say all the time, when I talk to people that's basketball aficionados, they say if you can't play defense, they'll hide you deep down on the end of the bench. They'll sit you down on the end of the bench and just use you for the last couple ticks of the game where you're not a liability. When you can't play defense in basketball, you're a liability. you can't play defense as a team in basketball, you know, you're not going to win many games, because in this league, with the three ball in this league, it's a lot to overcome a deficit when you're hitting two pointers and you're struggling to hit two pointers because you don't have shooters. And then, you know, the other team got shooters and they're just constantly hitting threes, and they're a little solid, and they're pretty solid on defense as well. That's a good team. Speaking of defense, I want to give a big shout out to my segueing over in the NCAA men's and women's sports. I want to give a big shout out to my San Diego State Aztecs for making it all the way to the NCAA championship game. I almost said Final Four, but I had to correct myself and say, no, we made it all the way to the NCAA championship game here in San Diego. So big shout out to the San Diego Aztecs. They came up short. They came up short in the championship game this week, but we're still proud of them. But speaking of defense, I mean, you can have a great defense, but if you run into a team like a UConn who has a great defense, just as good a defense as San Diego State, which has a good team, great defense, but they don't have the shooters. At least they didn't have the shooters that night. But San Diego State, from my research, they haven't been known as shooters, but they have strong defense, and they can make runs. When it comes to offense, they can make runs because they closed in on UConn. they made a run on Utah and closed it down to 5 points. So when they done that, they let me know, first of all, they belong here because they was able to lock down on defense, get some turnovers, and pull within 5 points. So I'm happy for them. At the same time, I want to give a big shout out to my LSU Tigers. And everybody that watched this show know that I love everything that is and was San Diego, and I love all Louisiana sports because I'm from Louisiana, so I'm with all Louisiana sports, and I've been living in San Diego for a very long time since I left home as a young man. I've been living out here in San Diego for a long time, so I'm all things San Diego, past and present. I want to give a big shout-out to my LSU Tigers, Lady Tigers, for winning the women's NCAA basketball championship. Big shout-out to Angel Reese and all those young ladies down there. They've done an awesome job. Kim Mulkey, the head coach, winning a national championship at two different major colleges, Baylor and LSU. Kim Mulkey, big shout out to her. And Kim Mulkey is also a Louisiana native, and she also played at Louisiana Tech. She's a Louisiana Tech Bulldog and will help win them a national championship. And I believe that she's already in the Hall of Fame if she's not, I believe she's going to the Basketball Hall of Fame if she's not already in the Basketball Hall of Fame. She's definitely going. So big shout out to Kim Mulkey, Angel Reese, and all the rest of the LSU Lady Tigers down there in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Congratulations. Speaking of the LSU Tigers, they've been making a big deal this week about Angel Reese giving the John Cena "You Can't See Me" gesture from the WWE. But that "You Can't See Me" gesture, you know, as many people have used it in many sports, in many situations, she's just another person, in this case, a young lady that decided that she was in the moment and she used the "you can't see me" gesture. I ain't got no problem with it. I ain't got no problem with her pointing at her ring. I ain't got no problem with, I don't have a problem with the other lady. It's kind of early. I don't want to mess her name up. Caitlin Clark. I don't have a problem with Caitlin Clark using the "you can't see me" gesture when she done it against the girls at Louisville or whatever she was gesturing against South Carolina. I don't have a problem with it. But speaking of that game, I mean, I was so surprised that South Carolina was not able to overcome, I mean, the South Carolina game cost women basketball and Coach Don Staley. I was surprised that they were not able to shut Caitlin Clark down. That young lady is awesome. That's the only thing I can say about Caitlin Clark. I mean, literally, I have not seen anything in women's basketball like her. I've seen a lot of good players. I've seen a lot of athletic young women. I've seen a lot of women that can shoot. but I haven't seen no one that comes close to Caitlin Clark. I mean, when that ball goes up nine times out of ten, 8.5 times out of 10, it's going to be nets. I didn't see her bank many. I seen her just hit nets, and she's awesome. But she came up short against Angel Reese and the LSU Lady Tigers. But that was a heck of a game, people. You got to admit, that was a heck of a game, the women's basketball championship. The men's basketball championship with my San Diego Aztecs and the UConn Huskies, it was kind of like lopsided at times, and that's just because defensively, UConn was just as good as San Diego State. San Diego State just doesn't have those pure shooters, in my opinion. They have shooters that can get hot and they can run a streak with their turnovers. But the length of UConn was hard to overcome. The length of UConn was hard to overcome. So I just want to say that still big shout out to my San Diego Aztecs men's basketball team for making it to the men's national championship. They're supposed to be doing a big parade out here in San Diego. I don't know what today they're going to be doing. I think they're going to be doing something, working out something with the city in Petco Park. But I do know that Saturday at the football stadium, at the Aztecs football field, they're going to be doing a championship. They're going to be doing a basic congratulations, you know, a welcome home. Congratulations for making it all the way to the men's basketball championship. Excuse me, people. Excuse me for coughing. They're going to be doing something at Snapdragon Stadium, the new stadium for the San Diego Aztecs and the soccer team, the USL soccer team, San Diego. I forgot what our team's mascot is, but anyway. Snapdragon Stadium is the stadium for our football team, San Diego State's football team, and our USL soccer team here in San Diego, and that's where they play at. But they're gonna be doing a big welcome home and celebration, thanking the San Diego Aztecs for making it all the way to the NCAA Men's Basketball Championship. So that's gonna be on Saturday, if I'm correct. I don't have the correct times, but you can Google that up. If you Google up San Diego State Men's Basketball or City of San Diego, and then, you know, / San Diego Aztecs Men's Basketball Celebration, you can Google that, or you can Google up, look up Snapdragon Stadium. But with that being said, that's a little bit of what's going on here in San Diego. In Major League Baseball news, our San Diego Padres fell to the Dodgers yesterday, but I'm going to pull up some Major League Baseball scores so we can get off into that. My show is kind of like consisting a lot of scores at the top of the hour. So I want to make sure everybody get their baseball scores in and everything like that to make sure that they covered on their bets. You know, nowadays, the over-under, everybody wants to deal with the over-under. So I try to make sure everybody gets their Caesar Sports book up to date. So in Major League Baseball news, we had the Boston Red Sox winners, 6-3 over the Detroit Tigers. Again, the Boston Red Sox winners, 6-3 over the Detroit Tigers. Also in Major League Baseball news, the San Francisco Giants winners, 16-6. Over the Chicago White Sox. Again, the San Francisco Giants, winners, 16-6 over the Chicago White Sox. The Toronto Blue Jays, winners, 6-3 over the Kansas City Royals. Again, the Toronto Blue Jays, winners, 6-3 over the Kansas City Royals. Colorado Rockies, winners, 1-0 over the Washington Nationals. Again, the Colorado Rockies, winners, 1-0 over the Washington Nationals. That's a little joke there, Nationals. If everybody follow baseball, know what I mean by the Nationals, when the Washington Nationals came out in their uniforms, and then somebody forgot to stitch they forgot. They didn't put the I and the O in Nationals, so they were called the Nationals. Oh, sorry about that, people. Just hit me. It was kind of funny. Okay, in Major League Baseball news, we have the San Diego Padres. They fell to the Atlanta Braves 7-6. Atlanta Braves winners 7-6 over the San Diego Padres. So eventually, I guess we'll get everything together. The Padres, AJ Minter, is 1-0, and then the Atlanta Braves, Chris Mett, is 0-1. So, you know, in the notes on that, it says Arcia delivers winning hit in the ninth. Braves beat the Padres 7-6. Arcia, I believe I'm saying his name right, Arcia delivers winning hit in the ninth. The Braves beat the Padres 7-6. Orlando Arcia continues to show he can be more than a defensive fill-in. So this young man, Orlando Arcia, won the game for the Atlanta Braves against my San Diego Padres. Arcia delivers a winning hit in the ninth. The Braves beat the Padres 7-6. So again, Atlanta Braves winners 7-6 over my San Diego Padres. We'll get it together. It's still early. Baseball got a whole lot of more games to go. Then we had the LA Dodgers winners 5-2 over the Arizona Diamondbacks. Again, the LA Dodgers winners 5-2 over the Arizona Diamondbacks. Games that were postponed were the Florida Marlins and the New York Mets. Game postponed also was the Cincinnati Reds and the Philadelphia Phillies. Those postponed. What else we had postponed? We also had the New York Yankees and the Baltimore Orioles. They were postponed. Hopefully my man, my number one sports contributor, D.C., out there in Maryland, hopefully he didn't get tickets to that game because he probably would have been upset. I know how he likes to go to the home games. Like when he was out here in San Diego, he'd always be dragging me out to the we didn't have Petco Park. Then we had Qualcomm when they were playing at Qualcomm Stadium, Jack Murphy Field. And also in postponed games, we had the Houston Astros and the Minnesota Twins. That game was postponed as well. And it looked like everything was inclement weather. Inclement weather is why all these postponements was going on. So that's why I say pray for those that are back east. You know, still bad weather going on, tornadoes and all kind of stuff. So we've covered our baseball scoreboard. We've covered our NBA scoreboard. We've covered our NCAA men's and women's basketball championship. Congratulations, postseason congratulations. Let's see what else we can jump off into. Got NHL. They should be getting ready for going to their playoffs. So let me get off into that and then I want to find out some scores on the NCAA Frozen Four and hockey. But let me get my hockey scores up real quick, people. I try to make sure all the major sports get their just due. Try to make sure they all get their just due. So nobody can say when you call into the Stokes and Bear Radio Show, we don't cover all major sports. I like to cover all the major sports. And let's see here, NHL scores. Let me get my NHL scores up. And I am going to find some playoff hockey scores for the Frozen Four. I think we had, who was that playing yesterday? Was it Michigan and Quinnipiac or somebody? I got to, don't quote me on that. I got to correct. I got to find out for sure. But in hockey news, in hockey scores, we had final overtime, the Boston Bruins winners 2-1 over the Toronto Maple Leafs. Boston Bruins winners 2-1 over the Maple Leafs. We had the Buffalo Sabres winners over the Detroit Red Wings 7-6. Buffalo Sabres winners 7-6 over the Detroit Red Wings. And also in NHL news, we had the Florida Panthers winners 7-2 over the Senators. The Florida Panthers winners 7-2 over the Senators. We had the Canadiens winners 6-2 over the Capitals. Canadiens winners 6-2 over the Capitals. We had the New Jersey Devils, winners 8-1 over the Columbus Blue Jackets. The New Jersey Devils, winners 8-1 over the Columbus Blue Jackets. In other NHL scores, we had Minnesota Wild lost to the Pittsburgh Penguins. Pittsburgh Penguins, winners 4-1 over the Minnesota Wild. Again, Pittsburgh Penguins, winners 4-1 over the Minnesota Wild. We had the New York Islanders, winners 6-1 over the Tampa Bay Lightning. New York Islanders, winners 6-1 over the Tampa Bay Lightning. And we have the Predators, winners 3-0 over the Hurricanes. Predators, winners 3-0 over the Hurricanes. We had the St. Louis Blues, winners 3-2 over the New York Rangers. St. Louis Blues, winners 3-2 over the Rangers. So the St. Louis Blues took that one 3-2 over the Rangers. And who else we got? We got the Flyers lost to the Stars. So the Dallas Stars, winners 4-1 over the Philadelphia Flyers. Dallas Stars, winners 4-1 over the Philly Flyers. And we had the Canucks, winners 3-0 over the Chicago Blackhawks. Canucks, 3-0 over the Chicago Blackhawks. So the Canucks took that one. We have the Las Vegas Golden Knights, winners 5-2 over the LA Kings. The Las Vegas Golden Knights, winners 5-2 over the LA Kings. We had the San Jose Sharks. They dropped one to the Avalanche. So the Colorado Avalanche, winners 6-2 over the San Jose Sharks. Colorado Avalanche, winners 6-2 over the San Jose Sharks. And in our last hockey score, we have the Seattle Kraken, winners 4-2 over the Coyotes. Seattle Kraken, winners 4-2 over the Coyotes. All right. So that's what we got in. That's what we have in our NHL scores for today. So we've covered NBA, NHL, MLB, and let me see. So I said I was going to try to find some NCAA men's hockey because they had the Frozen Four. So I wanted to give some shout outs to the Frozen Four. So for some reason I can't seem to find it. But if I can come across it later, looking at the monitor, I'll find out what's going on with the Frozen Four. As soon as I see it across the monitor, and I'll let you know what's going on with that. I'd like to give my hockey fans that's listening to the show or that will listen to the show, I like to show them love in making this show all inclusive on here. And, you know, we'll also let you know what's going on with the Aaron Rodgers sweepstakes, with the Lamar Jackson sweepstakes. The NFL is over, but they still control the storylines every day on the monitor because everybody wants to know, is Lamar Jackson going to sign his deal? Is he going to stay with the with the Baltimore Ravens, or is he going to move forward and move on to another team? You know, is anybody going to cut the check that he's asking for? The Ravens, the Baltimore Ravens has loosened up their grip on things and saying that, hey, go on out there, you know, shop the market, see what you can get. Don't let us hold you back. But it's almost also like them saying, let the doorknob hit you where the good Lord split you on the way out. So we'll see what happens with that. We'll see what happens with that and everything like that. On the monitor, they're saying, you know, talking about the Lakers playoff push. Suns at the Lakers tonight, 10:30 Eastern. It's going to be 7:30 Pacific. Suns at the Lakers tonight, 10:30 Eastern. Lakers, 41-39, 7th in the West, 7-2 in the last 9 games. Will the Lakers make the playoffs or the play-in? They want to know across the monitor. They're asking, will the Lakers make the playoffs or the play-in? Well, I don't know. It's kind of up and down. The West is tough. I mean, these guys are they're so close to each other. They're right on each other's heels. One minute somebody's in the seventh and eighth spot. Then the next minute somebody else is in the seventh and eighth spot. It's a war. It's a war out west. The East is pretty much kind of like more stabilized. They kind of, you kind of like know who's going in the East. They're not fighting over this fighting over the seventh and eighth seeds and all this stuff in this play-in tournament format that the NBA has adopted. It's not like that out East. Out East, the teams that are dominant are dominant. The teams that are mid-range. The teams that suck, suck. But in the West, everybody pretty much is competitive with each other. Right now, we got Jokic and Jamal Murray. They're with the Denver Nuggets. They're sitting in the first place spot in the West. Although they dropped one last night to Phoenix, they're still sitting in first place in the West. And I believe that the Suns are like number two, if I'm correct, something like that. But I have to get the standings across the monitor as we go on. Due to lack of time, I can't go back into my standings on my tab on the monitor to actually see what all the standings are currently. But I do know that the Suns, that they're sitting in a good position, and the Lakers, they're just chopping on somebody's heels, you know. They're on everybody's heels trying to get into that 7 and 8 spot, you know. So, well, I'll put it like they're trying to get into this play-in tournament, and the Lakers are 7th right now in the West, so they're already in the 7th spot. So if they're 7th in the West, let's see. I think they got the Western Conference 5 seed race coming across the monitor. You got the Clippers, the Golden State Warriors racing for that 5 seed. So you got the Clippers. I think they're currently at 5th. Then you got the Warriors at 6th, Lakers at 7th, the Pelicans at 8th, and the Timberwolves at 9th. So right there, that's what I'm saying, people. I'm looking at the monitor. The Clippers are sitting at 5. Then you got a always dangerous Golden State Warriors right ahead of the Lakers trying to get into that 5th seed. So what it is, what I'm seeing across the monitor is that the Timberwolves, the Pelicans, my New Orleans Pelicans, they're still fighting. So the Timberwolves, Pelicans, and the Lakers, Golden State, are fighting for that to bump the Clippers out of that 5th spot. Is it going to happen? I hope not. Now, I'm hoping that my Pelicans move up to get at least to the 8th seed. I believe if I'm correct, I don't have my basketball aficionado DC on the line this morning to correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe everybody's you got to be in the 8th spot to get into this to get into the playoffs. So everybody outside of 8 is battling trying to get, I believe, the 8th spot so they can go into the actual playoffs. I believe spot number 8, you qualify for the playoffs. Everybody below 8, you can fight, you know, a couple teams will be fighting for the play-in tournament, I believe, to get to the 8th spot, if I'm saying it right. If I'm saying it wrong, people please call in and correct me, because I don't like to get misinformation. But my understanding is that you have to be top 8 seed in your conference to get into the playoffs. But if you're sitting at the 8th seed, all the teams below that, a certain amount of teams below that, can fight for the 8th seed in a tournament format. And you can if you don't protect the 8th seed, you can be bumped. So if you're at the 8th seed, you're like New Orleans Pelicans are sitting at 8 right now. They're not safe. So let's pray for the Pelicans to get a little bit of luck to get out of that 8th spot and try to get up at least to the 6th spot. Definitely the 7th, but if we can get up to the 6th spot, that will be even better. So we'll see what happens. But I would rather see my Clippers at 5, my Pelicans at 6, and if they eliminate each other, so be it. But we'll see how that goes. All right, it's currently 6:39 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, and the temperature is 46 degrees Fahrenheit, mostly cloudy here in San Diego, California. You've been listening to the Stokes and Beer Radio Show. I am your host, Ramiro Friend, a.k.a. the Late Night Dog, kicking it with you live in the early morning on the Stokes and Beer Radio Show. Again, Stokes & Beer is the official platform for the professional armchair quarterback to call in and talk about the sport he or she loves the most. We talk about horse racing, dog racing, fighting contests. We talk a lot about the NFL because this is a football talk show. Overall, but we cover all major sports, NBA, MLB, NHL, NFL, any NCAA men's and women's sports. We cover all that stuff. But if you don't know what we're talking about this morning, please call in to Erico 515-602-9687. Call in Erico 515-602-9687, and we can explain to you the sport that we're talking about. If you have a sport that you want to talk to us about, you can tell us about it and explain it to us. This is an all-inclusive show. And our topic for today has been NBA regular season wrap-up with the host of the Bay Professional Armchair Quarterbacks regarding the sport they love the most in front of a global listening audience. Topics covered will be, but not limited to, NBA, Suns versus Nuggets, MLB, San Diego Padres, NHL playoff seeding, and breaking news from the NFL regarding Lamar Jackson and Aaron Rodgers. So we pretty much touched on every subject that I got in the topic. So if you would like to call in and debate the host or correct the host about anything I've said, please call in again to Erico 515-602-9687. Put your hand up in queue and I'll kindly come to you. When I come to you, just state your first initial, last initial, and the state that you're calling from. We try to keep everything as discreet as possible because just in case you're supposed to be working or out doing your honey-do list or whatever, we don't want your significant other or your bosses to hear you on air stating your name and your city and all that and then kind of like determine that you weren't doing what you were supposed to do. So we try to just keep your identity discreet on our show. So with that being said, we're going to go off into some music, a little bit of music, and on Late Night Dog, I'm going to get a little bit of coffee, and we'll come back and talk a little bit more about what's coming across the monitor and then get ready to wrap this thing up. So stand by. We're going to do a little bit of music mix, and then we'll be back. We'll be right back. and welcome back to the Stokers and Beer Radio Show. I am your host, Ramiro Ferran, a.k.a. the Late Night Dog, kicking it with you live in the early morning on the Stokers and Beer Radio Show, live from Chula Vista, California, WBESP, that's WBEST, Chula Vista, California. Our topic for today is NBA regular season wrap-up. The host will debate professional armchair quarterbacks regarding the sports they love, is the most in front of a global listening audience. Topics covered will be, but not limited to, NBA Suns versus the Nuggets. We talked about that. Kevin Durant and the Phoenix Suns came up big against Jokic and the Denver Nuggets. Major League Baseball, San Diego Padres, they fell to the Atlanta Braves last night. They, you know, got scored on in the ninth inning, so they dropped one to the Braves. I believe it was 7-6. We talked about that. NHL playoffs. We didn't go into the playoff seeding picture. I didn't have enough time, but we did go over our NHL scores from yesterday. And breaking news from the NFL regarding Lamar Jackson and Aaron Rodgers. I hadn't seen much on the monitor this morning, being the fact that on the monitor they're covering a lot of stuff about the NBA getting ready to go off into this into the playoff push, going into the play-in tournament. So this was big on the monitor today, the play-in tournament. Then we got in golf, we got the Masters. I believe Tiger, he did okay yesterday at the Masters down there in Augusta, Georgia. If I'm correct, it's in Augusta, the Masters. Tiger, he did pretty good overall, but he came up two over par. Yesterday he went kind of bogey to bogey, almost looked like he kind of like tweaked his leg a little bit. As he was trying to come out of one bunker, he went bunker to bunker. He hit a shot out of one sand bunker to the next sand bunker. He couldn't get it on the green. So, but he finished up two over. I don't know how San Diego's own Phil Mickelson did. I got to follow up on him because everybody know that listen to the show. I like everything San Diego and everything Louisiana. So Phil Mickelson is from San Diego. So I got to see how he did. I don't think he did too bad, though, if I remember right, at the Masters. So we got that going on across the monitor, too. A lot of news from golf because this is that time of year for the Masters. So that's big on the airwaves. But also on the monitor, again, we got Suns at the Lakers tonight, 10:30 Eastern time, 7:30 Pacific. Suns at the Lakers. I will be in front of the monitor for that one because I want to see KD a healthy KD going up against a healthy LeBron and AD. That's going to be a good game. And the Lakers are fighting for their life, so we'll see what happens. Only thing about that game is they may try to rest their starters. May try to not play them that much. KD might get some time on the court because he's been out for a little bit, so I'm quite sure he's just happy to be back, so he's not trying to sit this one out. Big game, prime time. Playoff implications for the Lakers, and never know, it might be a matchup somewhere in the playoffs. So they may want to play everybody for a minute at least, for just a little bit, just to kind of like feel it out and see what the flow of the game will be in the playoff scenario. So we'll see how that goes tonight. Hopefully they start everybody because, you know, when LeBron comes to town, if you're in Phoenix, which is a small market team, and LeBron comes to town, AD comes to town, you want to see them match up against your starters, which is the Kevin Durant and Ayton, Chris Paul, Booker. You want to see these two teams put their starters out there tonight. So we'll see what happens. We'll see what happens. But everything right now has the playing at stake for the Lakers. The Lakers are going to be coming to play. Everybody got to play because they're sitting seventh in the West, and they need some cushion. They need some cushion because everybody's right on nipping at the heels. So anyway, with that being said, everybody, it's 6:53 a.m., 46 degrees Fahrenheit, and this is 6:53 a.m. Pacific time. So I want to get off into my closing remarks. Everybody in world news, we had the indictment of Donald Trump that's been all over the news, this dog and pony show, which is pretty much just giving him free marketing for his campaign on his run from the presidency again in 2024. He's getting all this publicity. So, I mean, it's a dog and pony show. they have a picture floating around the internet of a mugshot, but people, they didn't take the experts on the monitor say that Donald Trump did not get his mugshot taken. He only got fingerprinted. I don't even know why they wasted time fingerprinting him. The man probably got blood samples, DNA samples, hair samples, retinal scans, fingerprints, all this stuff as the president of the United States to identify him at any time in case something had probably would have ever happened to him. So I'm quite sure that they didn't even need to do anything besides read him his rights and book him. We all, everybody know who Donald Trump is, but the mugshot going around the internet is not a real mugshot. I think some of his supporters did it to sell T-shirts to raise money for his campaign causes. So, I mean, Donald Trump has taken this, him and his supporters have taken this and turned this into money. So it's nothing but a dog and pony show, people. What else in the news? There was something else in the news that I was going to say, but anyway, right, in world news, that's what's big. We want to pray for peace around the world, everybody. You know, all these wars, and I think Israeli, the Israel, in Israel, they was doing some strikes on you know, Israel is fighting against somebody, another, in Israel, they got two different factions. I think it might be the Israeli forces, then you got Palestine or something like that. I'm not totally sure on the exact factions that are warring over there, but just pray for peace over in the Holy Lands. Pray for peace over there in the Middle East, in the Holy Land, in Israel. You know, it's Easter weekend. If I'm correct, Easter is this Sunday, if I'm correct. And today is Good Friday. So pray for peace over there. I mean, this is the religious, one of the religious capitals of the world besides the Vatican. This is one of the, Israel is one of the religious capitals of the world besides the Vatican. We're talking about places where Jesus Christ walked, and you got all this war going over there over whose land is whose birthright is whose, all this different stuff. If I'm correct, that's what they're fighting about. But just pray for peace around the world. Pray for peace in Ukraine. Pray for peace in Israel. I heard it was a spike in this mpox virus, a monkeypox virus, so that's still around. Make sure you wash your hands. Make sure you watch your contact with people. Really just fist bump people, in my opinion, rather than shake their hands. COVID-19 is still out there. I think they're saying that they're coming up with some other vaccines to help fight the different mutations that pop up here and there. But at the same time, they say if you haven't got a COVID shot in the last 24 months, it's time for a booster. I think I just had mine within the last year, so I think I'm okay on all of mine. And they're saying that the flu is still out there as well. Make sure you get your flu shot because it's still out there as well. I'm glad I got all my stuff on because I remember I got my flu, my COVID update, booster update. So I think I'm good, but make sure you keep a mask on you. Keep your mask handy in crowded spaces still, like if you're riding public transportation, the trolley, subway, the bus, carpooling. Make sure you still keep your mask on because sometimes people get the coughing and get cold, so you need to put your mask on. And people don't get offended when somebody put their mask on around you and you're coughing and hacking because people just don't want to die from these diseases. We lost a lot of people, including myself, lost a lot of people in my family, a lot of friends, loved ones, extended family, whatever you want to call it. You know, a lot of us have lost people. So, you know, we're going to we'll just say keep a prayer wheel turning for everybody out there. Be light, not darkness. Be love, not hate. Remember, there's only one race. That's the human race. And with that being said, we're going to go ahead on the sign off. And we're going to see you guys next Friday. This has been Ramiro Ferrand, a.k.a. the Late Night Dog, kicking it with you live in the early morning on the Stokers and Beer Radio Show. And we'll see you next week. Have a great weekend. We're going to set black and fade all. Have a great day. Set black, fade all.